early morning, November the 3rd, 1674, in the courthouse. Lill-Britta is being questioned by the judge, who speaks first. Four witnesses testifying, then Pastor Lars.
What is your name, girl?
Britta Nilsdotter, Your Honor. But known by my employers as Lill-Britta, so as to tell me from my mistress, whose same Christian name I bear.
How old are you?
18, Your Honor.
Where were you born?
In the village of Flögsäter, Your Honor.
Where is your employ?
I am a servant to the minister, Lars Horneus, and his wife, Britta Rufinia. I mind the children, work with aught and sundry in the house, the bakehouse and brewery, with haymaking, whatever I'm asked to do, Your Honor.
How came you to be employed by the family?
I was scullery maid with councilman of Dahl Parish, Hendrik Jakobsson, and his family, Your Honor. It was our Sunday to have the minister come and perform the service in our church, and afterwards he went home with the councilman for dinner. The councilman's wife gave me good references, saying as when Mistress Britta Rufinia had her new baby, I might become a good helper to her at the rectory.
On the first Sunday in July of year last, you were minding the minister's son, Christopher, 5 years of age, and an incident occurred where your negligence almost cost the boy his life. Be good and tell the court what happened.
It is right that something did occur, Your Honor, but I wasn't negligent. So they all went to church, all save the old mistress, the councilman's mother, who was to prepare the dinner, and Christopher, whom they feared might become restless with the long sermon. I was minding Christopher in the front yard when the old mistress called me inside to help her lift a pot that was mighty heavy. Thinking I'd be no more than a minute within, I told Christopher to stay where he were and went to help her. When I came out back outside, Christopher had wandered off, and I ran looking and calling for him. Then I saw the well cover was off, and my heart nearly stopped, Your Honor. He was in the water still floating. The water bucket had been left fastened to its rope, so I secured the other end to a tree as fast as I could and hoisted myself down, took hold of Christopher and lifted him to the surface so he could breathe. Then yelled for help as loud as I could, Your Honor, and old mistress came out, and we got Christopher out, and she helped haul me out. Christopher went right on playing as if naught had occurred, Your Honor, right as rain.
So, having once saved the boy's life, how could you snatch him away from his home and ride to Blockula with him to mingle with the devil's underlings?
Your Honor!
Britta Nilsdotter, you are accused of witchcraft and to have brought the minister's son Christopher, 6 years of age, to Blockula on at least two occasions. How do you plead? Guilty! Or not guilty?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
I call the first witness, Anna of Ness.
I testify that I have seen Britta Nilsdotter carry Christopher, son of Minister Horneus, to Blockula.
Sigrid of Ness, how do you testify?
I concur, Your Honor.
Karin Jonsdotter, otherwise known as Limping Karin, how do you testify?
I concur, Your Honor, and she has also carried Eric Olson's two-year-old son to Blockula every night. She does it, Your Honor.
Goodwife Britta Westerhammer.
I concur with Sigrid's testimony that Britta Nilsdotter rides to Blockula, where she oversees the brewing, Your Honor. Britta, I plead with you, confess and regain the grace of God.
Britta Nilsdotter, heard ye all these witnesses?
If 20 witnesses should speak against me, Your Honor, I could not admit to something I never did. I would sooner die than see Christopher harmed in any way.
Judge, I can stand this farce no longer. Lill-Britta, you vowed before me yesterday in this very morning that you were innocent of these charges, and the whole time you have been lying, 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 and must now stand here in shame, proven guilty with no doubt. Based on the witnesses of these, your fellow accused, who could gain nothing by accusing you, I wash my hands of ye. Judge, question her no more, lest she entangle herself in further lies.
Bailiff, remove the accused.